I live up to the meaning of my name, and I know the meaning of my name now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I live up to the meaning of my name, and I know the meaning of my name now. Ah, yes. We're called by many things, aren't we? My name is Herbert L. Barley, Herbert Leonard Barley. And this is the name that I have given to myself before I was born, and this is the name that I have carried with me all of my life. Now, I have a computer, and on the computer it says username. In other words, that's me, the user. And I call myself the UniDean. And that's a convenient phrase for me. And what does a UniDean mean? Well, it means the person who is using this computer. Now, some people call me the dean of the university, or the president. Some people call me a minister. That's a name, too. Oh, my, what a wonderful name that is. Some people call me unconditional love. What a compliment. That's so devoutly that I desire to do that and live up to that unconditional love name. Some people call me mean. Some people call me wonderful. Some people call me tough. Some people call me gentle. I'm called by so many names. And you see, all these names are real names. They're very, very definite names. They're names that people think about us in that relationship. Now, mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, grandmother, grandfather, teacher, guru, mentor, all these are names. You say, well, aren't we really just talking about our personal name, like Herbert Barley? No. Our life is not our personal name. Our life is not the name that we go by legally, or that we go by on written forms, or what have you. Our name is what we respond to in life. What do you respond to in life? What do I respond to in life? What sort of things turn me on when they say, oh, you're a lover? And immediately I think of myself as a lover. Then they say, oh, you're tough. You're tough. You stand by principle and you live principle and you believe principle is so tremendously important. You just live principle. You're principle. And they call me principle. That's a name that they give me. And that's rather a compliment. But the thing is, it's not always a compliment, because some people might think it is not with compassion. Some people might think that it lacks understanding, it lacks peace, it lacks awareness. And of course, in a way, it does. If some people say, you're Herbert Barley, and I say, yes, and they say, what do you stand for? And I said, I stand for me. Well, who is you? Who is me? And I say, me is what I believe about myself. Well, what do you believe about yourself? Well, I believe that I am God. I believe that I am the divine. I believe that I live according to what I believe the divine to be. Well, then, come on now. Your name's not Herb Barley. Your name is God. All right. Thank you very much. My name is God. Okay. If my name is God, then so is everyone else on the face of the earth. So is everyone else that exists. Their name is God, too. Well, why do you say everyone's name is God when your name is God? If your name is God, you are a unique individual. You are separate. No? That's one way of looking at it. But really, am I separate? Or am I the allness? You see, when I consider myself as God, I consider myself as the purity of the universe. I consider myself, from the relative point of view, as unconditional love. I consider myself as peace and harmony. I consider myself as goodness. I consider myself as right action. Now, hey, those are universal terms. Yes, they are, aren't they? And those are universal terms that everyone can have and does have. That's true. So, indeed, everyone's name then is whatever those universal terms are. Everyone's name is God. everyone's name is divine. Everyone's name is wonderful. Okay, now, we're not concerned about that. We're concerned about you, me. I live up to the meaning of my name, and I know the meaning of my name now. All right? What is the meaning of God? What is the meaning of the name God? Does God mean a loving father? Well, in some people's consciousness, it does. Does God mean a loving being who cares about us, who loves us? Well, some people think that it does. Now, is God principle? Well, I would say yes, 100%. Is God the allness? Yes, 100%. Is God good and very good? Well, it all depends. Who's making the determination of what is good? Well, you mean there are some things that are not good? Well, God is the good and the bad, if you can want to say that. God is everything that exists, and every concept that exists, and every idea that exists. God is the allness. Yes, that's very true. So, if God is the allness, and if God is the isness, and if God is these things, then how can an individual be God? Well, just as we say you are a human being, that's a generic term that refers to someone who looks like a human being and has the attributes of a human being. So we say of a person who has the attributes of God that person is God. Yeah, but it's not quite the same. Oh, more than we realize it's the same. More than we realize it's even more than the same. When I say that I am a human being, I stand up for what a human being in my consciousness is. Now, many people have sort of interesting attitudes about what they think a human being is because of how they've been raised by their family, by their peers, by their friends, by their mentors, by their teachers, and whomever is in their life. And they have an idea that a human being is someone who is always trying to help another. You know, someone who's got his hand out, always trying to help somebody else in their troubled life. And how strange that is. Well, is that a human being? Well, I would think not. I would think a human being does not stick their nose into other people's lives, but they do. Now, that's not a human being. That's something else. I don't know how we would describe it, but that's not a human being. A human being is someone who, I believe, has unconditional love. A human being loves really to be human. We have to allow everyone to express themselves in the magnificent way that they do. Now, would you say that a human being is not a Catholic, and a human being is not a Baptist, is not a Muslim? The human being is not a Buddhist? Would you say the human being is what I am? What I am, and what am I? Well, I believe in me. And so a human being believes in themselves. Well, if you don't believe in yourself, then you're not a human being, you'd say. Well, that does sort of limit things, doesn't it? You see, as long as we feel that we are our brother's keeper, and we do feel that way, as long as we feel we're our brother's keeper and we have to put our nose in their business to help them to live their life, because if we didn't help them, they wouldn't do very well at all. If we didn't put our nose in other people's business to help them to understand what the truth is about themselves and what their love is about themselves, they would never know. Well, Herb, what's all this about? Now, you run a school of masters, and in this school of masters, you have people coming to you, and they want you to help train them in being a master. Now, how can you train someone else in being a master if you don't stick your nose in their business? Well, to tell you the truth, I don't stick my nose in their business. I don't care whether they live or die or whether they do anything. It's all their choice. All that I care about is that I live who I am, and I am a living example of what I am. And if they like it, then they follow that. If they like it, then they say, that's what I want to be. Or if they don't like it, then they say, I don't want to be anything like you. I don't want to be anything like you. Well, then they go away because I am not a benefit to them. I am not a good role model for them. I'm not a good example of how they want to live their life. If you're a Baptist and you are living among people who are Catholics, you feel very uncomfortable because their philosophy and your philosophy vary to a slight degree. And in that variance, you look for that variance and you find that variance and then you feel you're different. Whereas in truth, we're all the same. There's only one. There's only one reality. There's only one allness, and that's who we are. And whether we take a name of Baptist or Catholic or Buddhist or Hindu or Islam, it doesn't make any difference. Or even atheist, it doesn't make any difference. Because we cannot change the truth about ourselves. And the truth about ourselves is that we are God. Now, our only difficulty comes in how do we define God? I live up to the meaning of my name, and I know the meaning of my name now. Do you know the meaning of your name? Do you know the meaning of whoever you call yourself? Do you know what you come from, what your heritage is? Do you know what your genes and chromosomes are? Do you know what all of your DNA is? Do you know what all these things are that go into making up you who you are and me who I am? Well, the answer is no, and the answer is we never will know. But what we can know is that we are divine. What we can know is that we are God in whatever way we want to interpret the meaning of the name God. And what we can know is that as we seek to live according to the highest of whatever we believe to be the meaning of our name, we are on the path to doing beautiful things. And we are on the path to fulfilling wonderful experiences in our life. When we go away from that path, when we go away from the meaning of who we are, at that point we fall in the trap. At that point we cease to be who we are. When we act inhuman, we cease to be human. Even though we're human, we cease to be human. When we act inhumane, we cease to be human. When we act ungodly, we cease to be godly. When we act unimportant, we cease to be important. When we act unhealthy, we cease to be healthy. When we act unintelligent, we cease to be intelligent. Now, it's not a matter that we cease to be it so much as we act contrary to what we are. Now, can you act contrary to what you are? Yes, you can, but you pay a very great price for it. And the price is a feeling of non-belief within you, a feeling of uncertainty, a feeling of unhappiness, a lack of peace, a lack of contentment, a lack of awareness of who you are. Yes, take a deep breath and let it all out. And when you say, I am peace, then all of the tension and all of the anxiety and all of the cares for the world go away. And you live in this inner conviction of peace, this inner tranquility, the equanimity that is our natural state of beingness. And when we live there, then we no longer have a concern about what other people are doing. We no longer have a concern about anything. All we are concerned about is being the most beautiful, unconditionally loving beings on the face of the earth. Now, I live up to the meaning of my name, and I know the meaning of my name now. Do you know the meaning of your name? Oh, yes, you do. Do you live up to it? Most of the time. When are you not living up to the meaning of your name? Whenever you say, I am not. Whenever you say, I am not something, even if it's something that you do not want to be. I am not hateful. Well, by the very fact that you say, I'm not hateful, you're hateful. Anytime you have the word hate in your heart, you're hateful. If you say, I am not loving, then you're not loving. Every time you say, I am loving, you have the word loving in your consciousness, and loving is what you are. And you say, I am not loving, you're still loving. even though you say you're not loving. Because whatever word you say, the word itself has the power. The word not has no power. The word not has no existence in any form, way, shape that we could ever consider. Think about these things very carefully. Once you know who you are, you cannot go away from that. Once you know that you are who you are, you cannot run away from it, because in your heart you'll always be that. In your life you'll always be that. In your being you'll always be that. So I say of myself, I am unconditional love. I live unconditional love, I share unconditional love, and I express unconditional love. And that's all that I know, and that's all that I care about, and that's all that I ever want to know or ever want to care about, because that's all that's important to me. I live up to the meaning of my name, and I know the meaning of my name now. You see, unconditional love, as Sylvia would tell us, is absolute love. Yes, it's absolute love. Unconditional and absolute. But the word unconditional, as we listen to it, it wraps up a whole lot of things where we let all conditions go by the way, and we just play with love itself. And what a glorious experience that is, and what a wonderful experience that is. Think on these things with me, and have a wonderful day just like I do. And I love you. I love you. I love you.